The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Barrington on Reality Radio 101. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Happy Sunday to everybody. Welcome to everyone from all around the world who is listening to the show today. Welcome to your spiritual guide. Welcome to the search, which is inevitable on your part. Welcome. If you are here and you're hearing me, you've accepted the fact that there is more than you were told. Are you waking up from the misguiding life that we've lived or the camouflage that we've lived under? If you're hearing me, you're searching and you have found it. You have found spirituality. We're here trying to wake you up to a higher level of consciousness for you to realize that if there is a God that exists, you are that God. You are the highest at the top of all things, and you matter the most. You are spiritually connected to all that there is. Much like all the water on this planet is connected to each other, all the living life on this planet is connected to each other. You're the same. You're not lesser than no one. And don't be fooled by thinking that you're greater than someone. Wake up. This is your wake-up call. This is Reality Radio. This is The Barrington Show. This is a Sunday afternoon. Welcome to realizing that you are limitless. You are the greatest. You are the top shelf. Accepting the fact that you are not the body, you reside in the body. The body is your vehicle that gets you from point A to point B. When it gets too old or broken, you lay it down and you get a new one. Everything will separate and go back to its original state. We are on this recycle belt. All of us, all, everything that lives. Where a tree falls, another one will grow. That is how life is. That's all of nature. When we finish our journey and we have found our purpose, we lay the body down, and sometimes we do it by choice, get a new one, and start again. This is it. This is life. This is The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to talk a lot about spirituality today, and we're going to talk a lot about waking up. This is called Awakening. This is a show. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to The Barrington Show. From all around the world, from here, we're broadcasting from Ontario, Canada. Thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome to all the old listeners, longtime listeners, as well as the new listeners. Thank you very much for joining us. Welcome, everybody. Welcome home. Last week, we talked a little bit about the COVID, and I don't want to get into that again. The rules are changing all the time, and it's making more and more, making people more and more frustrated. So we're not going to touch on that today. I just hope that you're staying safe and you're doing your part, be what it may, and be mindful that this too shall pass. This too shall pass. It's just another thing that we go through every now and again. Before it was the Spanish flu, and then it was SARS, and then after that, and a whole bunch of other things, the Ebola, and all these things, but we survive. We're survivors. We get past them. We go through. If we're not having fun in this life, we lay it down and return again and enjoy the cycle that we're part of. Welcome, all of everybody. Welcome to our show. We were talking a couple of shows back about, are you fully aware that you are living a spiritual life, or are you unaware of it, or you're just not willing to accept it? Maybe you just don't know that you are. Well, you are a spirit. You are an entity of all that there is, that there is. You are living a spiritual life. You may not be mindful of it. This is how it was done before a lot of greed or power or want to control or all that other stuff got involved in our lives, in our path. You were, and you still are, living a spiritual life. You may not be mindful of that because you were told other things. You may not be aware of the spiritual life that you're living. But I challenge you to look at your nature and see how you are day in, day out. Most, we're calm, we're enjoying life, we're happy. We have absolutely no intention of taking advantage or hurting or taking from others. We live our lives the best we can, and we live among others the best we know how. We are humble by nature. We are living life of love for self and for others. We are very likely to reach out and help a fellow man if he's down, help him up. And we're talking about the majority of us. You are living a spiritual life. You have no desire to do ills to others, or you may be carrying hate, animosity, or guilt of some sort. You are living a spiritual life. That is the core of who you are. You may not, like I said earlier, be mindful of that. Regardless, you're still living a spiritual life. Every single one of us here has come here the same way, and we will leave the very same way. There's no back door. There's no escape anything. There's no hatch. We've come the same way, by the same method, live the same life, and we will return the very same way, much like riding on that conveyor belt. You will go through this order of operation. You start, you journey, you experience, you have fun, and then you move on. Every now and again, we go to a theme park and we have a good time. We get on the ride and we enjoy the ride, and then the ride ends, and then we're sad because the ride's over, maybe, depending on your experience in that ride. And then you join another line and then you start again. So the ride that you're on would be the life that you're living. The person that you are would be the spiritual person that went to the park and enjoyed that experience. It's over now, and then you return. The ride would be the visit here, and it will end. The spiritual aspect of it will be the you going into the theme park, enjoying all that you enjoy. When you're there, you're happy as heck. You're not making fun of anybody. You're not trying to take advantage of anybody. You're not trying to hurt anyone. You're just having a good time. So should it be. of course, we don't all act accordingly because we were told certain things. When the theme park ride is over, you move on and get another one. Much like when this body is too tired, old, or broken, it will be laid down so I could get another one and start again. You call that recycle. I call it rebirth. Everything recycles. The water part of the body goes back to the ocean, and the physical part of the body goes back to the dirt, the dust, and all the parts are sorted out by itself. You can say the God that exists is all of all things. It sorts it back out. It filters what it needs to be filtered, put it back in its natural places, and then wait for somebody else to come and gather it up again and start again. You are a part of this planet. You are living a very spiritual life. You need to step back, take a good look at it, and see that without the stories that were told to us or the way that was told for us to live, you'll see that you're living an amazing spiritual life. When you're becoming more awakened and you are tapping into your spirituality more frequent, you are living your life easier, you will acknowledge the fact that this is the spiritual life that you're living. Most of us follow this trend. All of us are all the same, and our purposes are different because we've come here to enjoy the roller coaster ride, some of us, and one wants to do the rock climbing. Others may want to experience the log ride, and others may want to do whatever else is there to do, the bumper cars. There you go. But we're all at the theme park, and we're all having a good time. And whatever your purpose is, and we're not sure that about that yet, what we do or talk about on this show is for you to find that purpose. And until you do, realize, yes, you are in that theme park and you're having a good time and you're doing what is best for you. Imagine somebody gets into that program and tell you, no, all these things are available. And yes, you could do it, but what you must do is do the dead zone drop. And that's what we're doing. They're forcing you, you're in the theme park, they're telling you, and you have to do this drop, which is very terrifying if you've ever done it. But you come in now thinking that every time you get there, this is the way to do it. And this is what we're following. And this is the method that was laid out. Someone just said that, but we follow it. And we follow it. Because our parents told us about it, and we continually follow that, which isn't really the way it should be. You should be having a good time in the theme park and be free to ride on any ride that you want, or none. Have a picnic. Put your foot up. Chill. You're still in the park. You're still here. You're still alive. So because they were telling us the method in which to enjoy the park is by going first ride on this drop dead zone or that name, I can't remember it. We get accustomed to it. And then we're encouraging others to join us in with that ride. We bring them on board. And if they're not coming on board, we think there's something wrong with them. And boy, are they ever going to get in trouble, whatever that trouble is. It sounds like religion, right? It wants you to follow that path that was laid out. And they have very convincing stories of how it is. And if you don't follow the rules, you know you're going to burn in hell. So you tend to line up and follow the rule and miss out on that beautiful experience of living life, being in the theme park, enjoying all that there is. The idea is for you to have your own experiences. I'm terrified of heights, so the death zone thing scares the tar out of me. So I'm not doing it. I haven't done it. I'll never do it do it again. But my point being, my experience or my visit here cannot be or include that, because it just doesn't work for me. It may not work for you, or it may work for you, but I know for sure it doesn't work for me. Therefore, if somebody is guiding me to a path that they feel is beneficial to my existence, my question would be, how the heck do you know that? How can you tell me how to live when you do not know yourself? One, secondly, you do not know my purpose. How can you dictate that? Are you telling the truth? And you probably are telling the truth, because that's what was told to you by somebody down the road. Somebody else told another person who eventually told you, and now you believe it's the truth. You're fully convinced it's the truth because Billy said so. Well, you can find out if what you're being told is just BS by simply finding out who you are. I have said, you have your own purpose. You have your own track to make. You have your own reason to want to come here. Nobody is going to get guidance for you. Nobody is going to tell you how to do it unless they have an ulterior motive. No one can possibly instruct you on how you should live your life, simply because nobody but you will know your purpose. And if somebody's trying to tell you otherwise, you have to step back and say, whoa, why am I here? And they will tell you, they'll create a story to tell you, but they're wrong. They don't know why you're here. Your purpose is your purpose. You are being guided by a spiritual life. You are that spirit. You're connected to it. You will never separate from it. And as long as this world lives, exists, the universe, you're still connected to it. And you go through this trail, and you experience what you experience, and you leave it alone, and then you start again. You lay the life down. You go through what others call, I don't like the word purgatory, and people always call me on it, rejuvenation. And you have to get rid of the ill, bad things you've picked up out here before you return to that spiritual place. That's where they call purgatory. And others will say, well, that's where you go if you didn't pay your tithes to the church and stuff like that. Well, you have to go through what they call the filtration process, both going and coming. And when you've come here, they tell you stories as how to live. That's not true. Like, you know, you did know why you're coming. They just sort of threw in their own method of controlling for whatever reason. At some point, I would have said, I don't know if there's a devil out there somewhere, but then I realized that if somebody's trying to manipulate the entire world for their favor, what would you call them? But he doesn't live in hell with a pitchfork or red tail. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. This is what I'm talking about. Just wake up. You are living the spiritual life. You need to understand that. You need to know that. You need to act accordingly. Nobody knows why you're here but you. If anyone is telling you how to live a life, they haven't gotten a visitor, and the story or they're special, or they're closer to the entity. We're all the same height. We're all just as equally close or far from it. So nobody can tell you that they're more connected to a higher being. So tell me your confession, a story, your confession, your life, so I could ask for pardon for you. It makes me want to laugh. I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody, but it just makes me want to laugh. The most common question I hear people say, if there is a God, why would he allow poverty to happen? I'm not fully convinced that he has allowed poverty or it to happen. But I could see that some of the groups that we're a part of and we believe in them and we follow them, we tend to stay with every move that they say. It tend to lead us in a path of self-destruction and we get poverty. So your path is your path, and you're the only one who would know what that is. So if somebody's trying to tell you how to live and they have information or a word or a book or anything that they says, these are the instructions. Nope, they're inaccurate. You're born with your own set of instructions. When you showed up here, you're a full contained being. Everything you'll ever need is within you, is inside of you. Everything you'll ever need is inside. You've come fully equipped. Fully equipped. So if you want to find the instructions or the rules or the tools or everything that's going to make you the best you, you have to find yourself. You have to find yourself, and you are within. All that you want from life resides within you. To get into that toolbox, to find that proper tool, or words, or phrases, or dance move, or vocal cords, whatever it is within you. And the idea is for you to find them within your toolbox and put them to use. It is so easy to build things if you've got the right tools. So easy. Trust me, I work with my hands every day. Once you have the right tools, it is so easy to build things. Well, I assure you, without hesitation or any self-doubt, which I don't even know what that is, that you have the ability to be all that you want to be. The tools resides within you. We tell people all the time the method in which to find out how to get to this tool is to meditate or to pray to your source, which is praying to your higher self. But it will clearly show you where this toolbox is, where the information is, or the library, or, you know, we talked about the Akasha Library a few weeks back that resides in a non-physical place. And you can attain it or read from it in the physical body. But that takes a lot of deep meditation and a lot of practicing. And it is possible, but for the average, and I don't even know what that word average means, but for a lot of people, you won't get there next Thursday. But you know it's there. Start the journey towards it. I've said on this show many times, or somebody asked me a question, will we ever know the truth? Well, and the answer has been and always will be, you will know the truth once the BS has been removed. And then there it is. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for listening to the Barrington Show. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. I will ask you to take a visit to our website and check out what we do. All the shows that we've ever done is listed there. They're all named. Today's show is called Awakening, and we want you to go there when you have the chance to download, listen to it, enjoy. It's for you, and everything there is for you. If it was given to me, it was given to share, not to be sold. It is there for you. And I might I say, if they're trying to sell it to you, they're just not telling the truth about certain things. It is to be shared. I assume we live on this planet, and if somebody could figure out how to sell sunlight, we would have to buy it. But unfortunately, the greatest things in life are free, which is life in itself and the air you breathe. And up until a few decades ago, water. However, you are that special being. Check out our website, see the information, what's there, see what you like, see the shows that you want to be a part of. I was having a conversation this week. It seems as if I'm going to be doing a little bit more work on the postings and get things ready and put my foot forward to get the other books out there. So that the ball is starting to roll. I think that's going to work out. This is the new thing. Thank you for joining the show. The book is available to you. Awaken Ascension Guide aligns you to your true purpose, available to you at Amazon.com. Check it out. The information is also there on the website. You could see it and enjoy it. Soon enough, I will make a store. I'm thinking about making a store if you wanted to purchase some of your spiritual things, books, or references to books, and things that you may need, like we talk about cleansing. You cleanse your house, you burn out the negative negativities from within your house that you've been there. It's much like the, and people ask, why do you need to burn the incense to the negative? One, it does set your mind into that state. Secondly, it is cleansing the negativity that lives within your house or your surroundings all the time. You may not realize this, but if you can equate that, it's like taking a shower. Every time you go there, do the wash, you come out a little bit more clean. Every time you burn these incenses in the house, first of all, the fragrance will set the mind and certainly get you into the state of meditation. But the purpose of it is once the smoke is gone, it is taking out the negativity that exists within you. You should be living in a happy home, in a happy body, and be happy all the time. So that's it. Thank you for tuning in. Have we got any information there, sir?
We have some emails. First off, people, thank you very, very much, listeners, for listening to The Barrington Show with Barrington. If you'd like to write in with a comment or a question, a thought process, anything, you can write us right now in studio101@gmail.com. That's in studio101@gmail.com. Josh did that. He says, Barrington, if we are God, does that mean we have all of the powers of God that we read about in the Bible? And every time God is mentioned in the Bible, who, the writers of the Bible, were they talking about us? And that is from Josh. That's a heavy question there.
I know.
That's heavy. Kim wrote in and she says, I hear you always talking about we get a new body when we pass and come back. So you are a believer in reincarnation. And that's from Kim. Thank you, Kim. Ron writes in. He says, Barrington, you must really love theme parks. I love your analogies about the rides and what you are trying to teach. I love it. And that's from Ron. Sue writes in and she says, hello, Barrington. When you say welcome home on your show, are you talking about Welcome Home, the actual show, or Welcome Home back here on Earth? What do you mean by that when you say Welcome Home? That's from Sue. And Leslie writes in and says, so you believe in purgatory? I do not. And that's from Leslie. And back to you, Barrington.
That's interesting. And every time I mention that word, we get an email in on that one. So, Leslie, do I believe in purgatory? No. I believe in a place that we have to journey through. And I think it might even be in the body, actually. And I can get more on that a little later. There's a place that we have to journey through to get back into the spiritual existence. Pretty much like when you've come into the spiritual world, you had to be reintroduced to all the physical stuff and, you know, learn how to walk and not poop in your pants and things like that. So you get to learn how to come into this world. When you're going out of this world, and I don't know if it's instantaneously, and I believe it could be in the body. I could look into that a little bit more for you. But you starting to change who you are. You've given up on the aggressiveness and the hate that you may have been carrying and all these things. You're preparing to go home. You're preparing yourself to return. And this, I believe, could be in the body as well. So we hear a lot about people confessing on the deathbed of, you know, they're cleaning their slate. Because, yeah, that is a part of it. It is called rejuvenating. And I think it has the opportunity to for you to rid yourself of what you might have accumulated on this side in the physical body. Purgatory was a name that was made up. And we've said this many times about the Catholic, one of the religious organization out there tends to think you're going to go there and stay for a long time because you refuse to pay your dues or your tithes in the church. And that's funny to me because nobody can tell you what happens once you've stepped out into the other world and what's going to happen. But I believe this change, but I do know you have to go through a filtration process to get rid of some of the bad ideas. You know, we can't have a Hitler on the other side, and he doesn't exist. Nor that there is a Martin Luther King on the other side either. He doesn't exist. The spiritual world is all the same. You've taken your perfectly good ice cube and you've thrown it into the ocean, and then you blend into all that there is. That's the transition from this existence to the next existence. Purgatory was made up, and it's kind of funny because I knew I was going to hear that today. So when I say welcome home, welcome home is reintroducing you to what you know, the familiar spot that you've been in your entire life. You know, you meet somebody on the road and right off the bat, you want to, you know, you want to get mad at them. Then you also meet another person right off the bat. You're so embraced by them and so into their love and their existence. You have familiar things that you remember about these people and places in all of your life. When you come to spirituality and we talk about what we talk about in this side and we tell you, you can relate to a lot of it. And I find the analogies and the things that I use, it reminds you of a thing that you're familiar with. I say, welcome home, because you have found your path back to your existence, to your spiritual life. Welcome home. This means that, yeah, I found it. I am comfortable. I've got my own back, and everybody here has my back. We are home. We're comfortable. We have found what we've been looking for. And this is why I say I do not believe in coincidences. You have found your path back to where you belong. Welcome home. Okay, the theme park analogy, I just touched on that. Thank you, Ron, for that. Because we can relate. And what I do a lot on this show and in people in general is just put in something that they could relate to. So you're trying to get them to understand, and they'll connect to a message that you're sending, and they will always be able to, like the theme park theory analogy, is you remembered that. You remember doing it. You remember the experiences you've had there and so forth. So you can relate to me telling you this is how life is. You are a little bit sad when the ride's over. But then you go on and you enjoy. And I always not try. These things come up right out of nowhere. They just pop up. And it seems as if it's a message that I need to deliver right now to someone. And that pops up and I just throw it out there. And this happens most often with the analogies that I use. And people who know me well enough say, yeah, that's good. It makes sense. It connects, much like the theme park. Enjoy the park. Enjoy the ride. This is what you should be doing, enjoying your life. Thank you for that, Ron. Okay, so Kim, I speak about the new body, and you briefly, you wanted to know, do I believe in reincarnation? Well, if I've never left, then I can't be reincarnated. There's nowhere to go. And when you say reincarnated, I know what you mean, and I understand how it's been tossed around in cultural societies and whatnot. You're going somewhere, and then you're coming back here. It is just repeating, and I said earlier, it's like being in the conveyor belt that rotates in a circle. Everything is going to be the same. When we form a body on Earth, from the dust and the water and all that, everything in the universe is actually in us, in a part of it, the good and the bad, salt and mercury, both of them. So the point being is that we are made up of all that there is. And once we pass on, it is given out there to the universe to blend back into whatever it's come from. And then we go into a spiritual existence. Spirituality exists right here, right beside you, right now. You're never alone. There's somebody, something, some force, some entity, something is sitting with you all the time. You are never, ever alone. Only that you carry a body. You are never alone. Never. When you think you're alone, remember this. Imagine an ice cube complaining that there's no water on this planet. You are never alone. It surrounds you everywhere. And just because the ice cube is frozen, it might be isolated in your glass or your drink or whatever, but release it and it will find its way home. You're never alone. Reincarnation, I like to think, people say you leave here, you go to hell, you go to heaven. And they've never said hell or heaven was a physical place or someplace. Yeah, they did say it was out there, actually. You're going to go out there. But everything exists here, right here. And when you're not in the physical body, you're still here. There is no special star or a moon or the cloud nine. You're here. Spirituality exists here as it does everywhere. So when you put your toe in the waters of BC, Canada, it's connected to the waters in the West Coast, East Coast of Canada. My point is the waters are connected. You've made that physical connection, and yes, you are a part of all of that. Same water. Just the trees or the mountains or the, valleys may be different. But you're connected. Reincarnation is you don't go anywhere. You're still here. You're just transforming the body. And I've said many times that the physical body is not you. The physical body is the vehicle that gets you around. If you could look at it this way, the physical body would be the vehicles on the 401. Driving down the 401 or wherever they're driving. The 401 is our highway. But anywhere they're driving, the vehicles are all doing the same thing. But the drivers of the vehicle would usually be, up until recently, human beings. And they're all the same, right? Two legs, two hands, two arms, we're all the same. So the differences between us would be just the vehicle that drives us. Like the differences between us is the physicality of our bodies, right? Some are short, some are tall, some are wide, some black and so on. That's the differences. But the driver of this body, the occupant of this body is still the same as you are. And this is why I say it can't be greater or lesser. It has to be the same. The driver who's driving, moving this body around is the same. And that's your spiritual side. That's your spiritual existence. That's you in a spiritual world occupying this space. And as you see on the motorway all the time, there's a big, big transport truck and there's a small mini coupe. The drivers, or even a motorcycle, the driver is the same. So your size might be Shaquille O'Neal's size or somebody a lot smaller than that, but you're still the same person within. You've just taken on a big transport vehicle or a small one, and it makes no difference. It's what suits you best. Yes, and you did make that choice, maybe by family or by culture, but you did also make that choice to be in that physical body, that car, that vehicle. Josh, thank you. Kim, I hope that answers your question. Do I believe in reincarnation? I can't believe in something that I don't know, because reincarnation would suggest that you you were going somewhere, but we're not. We're here. We're here and we're here to stay forever, for as long as we live. Thank you for that. I hope I answered your question. I know I talked a lot about it, and I hope you're satisfied with that answer. Josh, you had a lot of information, and you were asking about the Bible, and when we say God, and is God speaking of us? Is he talking about us? Well, who's doing the talking? Who is doing the talking? Now, you see, the Bible, for me, it's been so many, many different versions of it. And you can look at being a child and we played the game, Broken Telephone, where you make one message and you pass it to the person next week to you and verbally, and you pass it to the next person and they pass it around to about 10 or 12 people. And then you hear the message at the other end. It is so different. It is so different. Where did the truth of it get lost? From the first person just being a prankster and just saying stuff? Or did it get lost in the translation in the many different ears that this information would have gone through? And did I manipulate this because I am the king and I wanted to reflect that I'm, that power or more powerful than all? However, it got translated. However, it got brought to us today. The message has been changed. And it will change. And if you can only imagine that it has to change to reflect the culture and the society. And it changes. And I was having this conversation recently with somebody, and I said to her, the book you read that says women are not allowed to speak in church. You know that. And of course, no, she didn't. And we went down the path and a whole bunch of things happened. But the point being, the messages have changed over the years. So we can't rely on that because we don't even know if it's near the truth. Everything has evolved. Everything in our existence has changed. Everything from day one until now continually change, but remains the same. But you are trying to convince others that this book didn't. And that's not possible. Because everything has. The God that that Bible person was speaking about is probably you. It is you, because you are all that there is. We are all that there is. We are guided by our own selves, by the spiritual existence of this planet. We are guided by the unity that binds us all. We have walked away from our divine spiritual connection so we can get our information when necessary, when needed. Instinctively, we have separated ourselves from the divine self, a higher self, a higher level of consciousness, to dwell in a different place where we're relying on somebody else to tell us how it should be, which is not the case. We have been taken advantage of. How's that? That's the word I want to use. I don't think I should. We have been misguided. And I'm still answering your question because I want to talk a little bit about the whole transition and how the gods has come in. And I'm hoping I'm answering your question. The gods that exist would have been the same one forever. Would have been the very same one forever because they don't change. Thank God. That's a good one. They don't change. It is the consistent way. The truth of life will always remain the truth. If there's something that happens in our society and it's not working the way it should be, the evil will pass on. We had an evil man many years ago, 40s-ish, and he wanted to take out the entire world and leave just one group. But it didn't happen. We had another group of people who were saying that it was okay to slave another group of people, and they did that, but it changed. So whatever ills of society that will exist, it's only temporal. Change is inevitable. Nature's way will always rule. Every now and again, nature sends out a big broom and do a big sweep up and sets it straight. We are now experiencing that with what we call the indigo children, who is here to tell us how to live. And I'm not even going to go into all of that. It's very deep, but I have mentioned it before. But you have a role to play, and that is to just live your life. You are a part of this change. All you got to do is just live your life. You just stop having other people telling you how that life should be. What's a good profession for you, or who you should be friends with or not be friends with, or it's not true. You need to tap into your spirituality. You need to study your meditation. You need to find a way to get into who you are. This is your obligation. You need to reconnect to the spiritual existence. And I understand that you will question as to why are we going to listen to you and not listening to somebody else who's written this down in a holy book of some sort. Well, you can get your own proof. And it is the way to live. And when you start becoming more innocuous in nature, more respectful of nature, you will understand that what you may have been taught thus far was to believe by faith. And nobody will ever be able to prove that. So they are convincing you to believe it is the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Well, question yourself and say, if you are a part of this and you're living holier than thou, are you following all the rules of this holier than thou or this teachings? Or are you just following some of them, which means you are living your own life as a hypocrite because you will hide behind what you're pretending to believe to be truth, to do your evil deeds. And the first one is deception of the evil, of the rules you should be following. There's your evil deeds begin right then. And the flow is downhill thereafter. You have an obligation to wake up. You have an obligation to be and live your best self. Do we have, and that was a part of the question, the same abilities? Well, we are God, and everything that God says that are the people are saying about God is usually true, what they're saying, believe it or not. But we have to believe, and he's not playing favors with anybody. He's not playing favors with anyone. You have to assume the water that's contained in the pool carries the same temperature and has the same equal rights and can do the same thing. You have to know that. You have to know that we have the ability and we're limitless. And when I do the show and I open the show, I usually use the word wake up to realize that, the phrase, wake up to realize that you're limitless. We're restricted because we have a body and our body can't travel 100 kilometers. Mine can't even travel 10, but the body can't travel 100 kilometers down the 401. It is not designed for that. It's designed to get you through. And occasionally, some of us are very fast runners. Some of us are very strong, curvaceous, whatever you want to call it. We do have the same ability within ourselves, in our mind. And be mindful, pardon the expression, that the entire body is the mind, not between the ears alone. The entire body. You are a part of your ancestors as they are a part of you. They exist within you. Everything that you've encountered, every phrase that you've ever heard, anything that you've ever seen or experienced an emotion, every little bit of all of it has been written down and recorded. That's why we have so many SALs. That was the original computer files. It is the original computer files, where now you can play music on endless amount of music and something smaller than the size of your thumb, you know, the size of your thumbprint. But anyway, the body is the entire mind and everything that existed from whenever you care. You are your history book yourself. You are history yourself. Everything is there. Can we tap into it and reflect on what I did when I was 3 years old? But some people are consciously aware of that. Some people are consciously aware of that because that's, I guess, what they practice. Like some practice lifting weight to get a big bulge and some practice running to have whatever or lifting or whatever. Some practice it. And your mind, your subconscious memory, your conscious memory, sorry, is the things you do remember. There's certain things you don't remember, but if you're put in the right place and somebody brings you the conversation to it, you could bring yourself back to that very moment. And if you concentrate on it long enough, you'll even remember the conversation. You could even remember the temperature. I remember, yeah, it was hot or cold or windy, or the ducks were quacking too loud in the back, or whatever the case may be. So you do have that ability. We are the gods that exist. I say that, and I say that a lot. We are the gods that exist. It's hard to explain, but you can experience this for yourself. You could tap into your spiritual world. It's an easy way of living. You're walking on an equal plane. Life is fair, and you're not struggling. And you may realize the things that you're struggling with is just a waste of time. You're bringing around a big old boulder on your head as you walk through life, making things hard, like stress or the desire to be good for others or to live, well off like the ones you see. It may not have been the path you pick. It may not be something that you probably remotely close, interested in the true self. What we try to encourage those to do is to find the true self. Then you get the proper instructions. Then you will know your purpose. Then you will know if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Imagine you being a football player getting knocked around every minute and throughout life and, all those things that I see they're going through. Then you find that your profession should have been painting. Wow. You'd be surprised, right? Very surprised. And you may enjoy the football game, but I'm just trying to compare the physical work on the football field versus the one in a studio painting. And you condition the body. But what if you came here with the intent to paint and you're playing football? You can't be conditioned to that. It's going to be hurting because you came with the proper luggage and tools that is required to do this. Don't let anybody guide you their way. Hear the information for yourself. Tap into your spiritual existence. Tap into yourself. Tap into your source. Open that box. Tap into the tools that will serve you the best. We are the gods that exist. It's hard for a lot of people to understand that. And a lot of people tend to think I talk about these things just to hear myself speak. But it's not the case. It's a message to deliver to you. And you could take it and just feel how it resides within you. Why do you feel somewhat connected? Why do I experience deja vu? Why do all these things happen? Tap into your source. If you are the one out there who's feeling that you're better, you're not. If you are the one that out there, and then we feel that we're better, we tend to go out and rescue others. Why do we believe that we're rescuing others if we don't think they're lesser and needed to be guided or needed to be taken advantage of? Taken care of. What was it that was in us that make us feel we need to rescue, other than an egoic attempt? If they're not asking to be rescued, chances are they don't need it. You don't miss the things you don't know or mindful of. Can't be rescued. But if you're feeling the need to go out and rescue somebody, question that as to who, and we've gone through the segment of saying that we're equal. Then who elected you to be the rescuer? If we're all equal, we all get the same share of the pie. When were you elected to be the rescuer? And why are we doing it? Because I assure you, the others who you feel that you're rescuing, you're changing their path. You are imposing your way on them. Whatever it is. We made a conscious decision to come to this existence for a relationship with the world, the people, the land, all of the physical aspect of it. We made an agreement to do that. But then as a young age, you're taking me away from what I volunteered for, and the message is lost. If I were coming to this planet to become the guy who invents the cure for COVID, and then I was taken away and not get that opportunity to develop myself in this community where I could study sciences and all these things, to get that opportunity to prove or to deliver the message that I've come for. You take me away from there and you've brought me to another area where the opportunity is not as, say, prevalent for me to get to that level. The message is lost. We have an opportunity to learn who we are and capitalize on that. In doing so, we'll truly understand who we are and what purpose we serve. Have we got any
message there? Yeah, we just have two more emails. You know, you must have ESP, Barrington, because funny you were talking about football, because Pete wrote in and he said, enjoying your show from Seattle, Washington. Go Buffalo Bills. So it tells me that Pete is listening to your show and watching the football game right now with Buffalo. And I can't believe you mentioned that as an example, and that is from Pete. And Connie says, Mr. Barrington, do you have a PhD? I took philosophy in school and through college, and my teachers did not explain stuff as good as you do. If you don't have a doctorate in this, you are a true professional. And that's from Connie. And back to you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm going to address, I'm going to get to Connie in a minute. Pete, thank you for that. That's kind of funny. I'm not a football fan. The analogy, they pop into my head. And it seems as if we're all interconnected some way, because this happens to me a lot, always has. And other people, I'll answer the question before you ask it, or present something to you before you're asking for it, and things like that, because we're all interconnected. It's like we're tuned, we're turned and tuned into the same station. If we're all connected to Reality Radio 101, we tend to get all the same information at the very same time. That's the analogy. It says we're tuned into the radio station, therefore we're tuned into the universe. We're connected. All are the same, and we're getting the same frequencies, the same messages. Now, here's the thing. If you're the man that lives in New York City, for example, and the guy that lives in the Amazon jungle, they're still the same people, and they will instantaneously get the same message. If you, the same voice, the same everything, if you are in that technical world and you get this idea of being able to make a communication with somebody via something called a telephone, you are more likely to have the ability to develop it or create it because you've been exposed to it by the society of the place where you live. So you're more likely to produce this cell phone more so than the guy who lives in the Amazon jungle who's not been exposed to it. They have their own method of communication, but they did get the same message at the same time. The guy down there who has no knowledge as to what that even means, he will just dismiss it. He will hear it and he will dismiss it and he'll move on to what is prevalent in his existence. The one that heard it and they're in the technical world, they will react, they will act on it. Okay, so I'm going to say that. Connie, I want to get to yours really quickly. Thank you very much. I'm flabbergasted by that. I want you to understand that we're all the same people. We have all the same information. Everything that exists from the PhD, no, I don't, to answer your question, but to have that degree, what I have a degree in is common sense. Common sense degree. We did a show on that. And the degrees that you get, and thank you for saying that, the thing that you get, the information is all available everywhere in the universe. You are the library. You just need to open the door and take a look at what you want to look at. If it's good for you, and who taught that teacher, who taught that teacher, who taught that teacher? He developed the skills. They're there. And he put it in a book, contained it, and gave it to you and forced you to remember it. Then you're not doing a lot of thinking. You're forced to remember it. Repeat it every day and examples and repeat it every day and more examples. Eventually you said, oh yeah, that is true. This is how this is. The idea of being a psychologist and want to be able to understand people's ideology or understand who they are, understand who you are. When you use a fancy phrase like to agree or disagree, how can you disagree if you don't understand? How is that possible? How are you going to disagree? Well, you can, but is it effective? You cannot disagree if you don't understand. So let's not agree to disagree. Find spirituality. Let's find what makes us who we are. Wake up. Do your studies. Thank you very much for that, Connie. And I hope I got the answer you're expecting. This is the Barrington Show. Really appreciate you guys joining me today. I'm having a good time with it. This is what we talk about. It's spirituality. It's all fun. It's all good. It's all for your benefit. Wake up. Practice your meditation. Practice changing your life. The thing that you wanted to do and you think you're so far removed from it, step towards it and see what happens. And then take another step and see what happens. When you get there, you'll be like, damn, all things are possible. And the things that you think that's not working for you, or the person who's going to reject you, or the job that you cannot get, or whatever the opportunity may be passing you by, concentrate on it long enough, it becomes yours. Bring it into yourself. And for those who wants to quit smoking, the same falls true. Concentrate on not doing it. Eventually, the body will just drop it and you walk away from it. Let it be your everyday practice. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful week. We're going to be here next week again, and we will continue this show. Thank you for joining the show. Have a good week.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.